They fucked up or something.
I think they fucked up mine because mine hasn't grown.
Close, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Fucked up my cave.
I'm not going to give it to you.
That's the same shit, isn't
it? No, it's not.
Okay. Queensland are going to win that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Look, it's coming
home. As well, in front of family, like grandparents and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll make as much noise. Who cares, bro?
Really?
Yeah. I'll come out of there and be like, guess who just shut? No, I'm just.
You got a guest.
Special guest, Leo.
He's a bit more calm than last time.
Yeah, he is.
This is attempt number two.
Yeah.
He's wearing his hoodie because he's a bit cold.
Because last time he was just biting our hands.
Yeah. Now he's grown up a bit. Yeah. He's matured.
Yeah. And I think he's a bit tired and he's a bit cold.
Yeah.
Because this week is supposed to be, they're calling it the cold.
The Ice Age.
Cold, the ice, something. Yeah. Ice something.
Yeah.
This week, apparently, because it's like the coldest week of the year or
yeah.
something. So this is why we're all rugged up, you know?
Yeah.
Really comfortable.
Even Leo's rugged up.
Yeah, we're comfortable. Comfortable for the podcast.
My nuts are a bit smaller.
Yeah, they've shrunk. They've shrunk. They really have. We did ice baths and... Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Oh, bro. Every
time... Do you ever check?
Yeah, bro. When I get out of the ice bath, especially when there's, like, women around, like, yeah. I always make sure to, like, don't make it look like my cock is, like, negative.
I don't think they're looking at your cock, bro.
I don't know.
I honestly don't think they're looking at your cock.
I don't know. You know, sometimes...
So you walk around thinking women look at your cock?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because, like, me, right, I don't want to sound like a perv, but, like... When I...
Oh, God, here we go.
When it's, like, when it's, like, cold, sometimes you just, like, see something, like, you know, like...
Bruh, fuck yeah, dude.
And it's, like, oh, you know, like, it's not like you want to look, but you just, like, it just...
I'm not part of this conversation, by the way.
It's just there, you know?
My face is here, but...
You know what I mean?
I want to talk to you about...
You've something fully changed that, topic.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
At what age did you find out that you were circumcised? Like, when did you find out that not everyone didn't have a hoodie? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
That it wasn't normal.
Like, because we're circumcised.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was normal. I thought no one else, you know, I didn't know people had, you know, hoodies.
Mm.
Or skin around their penis. And I didn't know. I didn't find out until I was about 12, I'd say.
Yeah. Look, I think I found out pretty early on.
Did you?
Yeah, because I do remember it wasn't working properly when I was younger because of it.
What do you mean by that?
I think they fucked up or something.
I think they fucked up mine because mine hasn't grown.
Okay.
That was funny, hey.
Yeah. That was funny. But you know when you're like in those moods and you think everything's funny?
Yeah.
Like I'm in one of those moods.
Because
I was like on my For You page and I was laughing at every single thing.
Yeah.
And like it wasn't even that funny, but it was like... It's because I'm in a good mood.
You know what's funny though? It's not going home.
It's not going home, man. That's why I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
England lost.
Yeah.
And it's put me in a great mood.
To be honest, I'm not even going to lie. I really didn't like England this Euros. Usually, I don't mind England. I actually like them.
Yeah.
But this Euros, I didn't like them.
I usually put up with them and I usually go for them sometimes. But not this time because they pissed me off.
So what you're saying is you prefer England over Switzerland?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, it's basically what you're implying.
No, I'm not. I know. England pissed me right off this tournament by beating Switzerland, and I'm glad. I'm glad that Spain got revenge, you know?
For Netherlands, Switzerland.
Yeah.
Netherlands should have been in.
Yeah.
I think. Have you seen their fan base?
I did.
I want to be there next time.
You know, like those videos where like they're like full party and like doing that, like just makes me want to be there.
Yeah.
Like not in the party necessarily. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, no, I want to be in there.
Yeah. But like it looks fun. You know?
I want to go to the trumpet guy as well.
Yeah.
No, the saxophone guy.
Yeah. I literally had my... You know that song where...
Yeah. That was freed from stuck desire. Freed from desire.
I had that song stuck in my head, but like the trumpet version. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. All the whole session when I swim.
It's all about TikTok.
Yeah.
You know what's been pissing me off about TikTok, and I don't understand what it is? Do you know, have you seen TikTok notes? What is that?
No, I haven't seen TikTok. I haven't been on TikTok that much. What's TikTok notes?
I don't know. TikTok notes I actually don't know what it is. I was hoping you'd know.
I have no idea. Chat.
It's like.
Chat, what's TikTok notes?
It's been popping up, and I actually don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What is it with apps making things that they just doesn't make sense?
Mm.
Like TikTok makes notes. See, Instagram made a new Twitter.
I feel like it's a violation to put up a story on TikTok. Like they don't belong on TikTok.
Oh, a story, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't like stories are just for Instagram. Even on Facebook, like. When have you ever gone into Facebook for stories? Like, you just don't.
I found myself scrolling on Facebook Reels.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're all right. That's only because... they're about 5-6 years behind.
Yeah. But you know what? Sometimes that's good. Sometimes you get, like, really, like... You want to, like, go back in time. And that's the best way to do it. You just go to either YouTube Shorts or Facebook. And
yeah.
You get Reels from 5 years ago.
We started playing GeoGuessr.
GeoGuessr. Yes, we did. It's a good game.
It is.
I rate it.
Yeah.
I really do. And we all... you know why we started playing that yet?
Why?
Because of that guy. What's his name? Rainbolt.
Rainbolt?
Yeah, the guy on TikTok.
He's Rainbolt.
What's his... The guy
who... Oh, the guy who guesses the countries in like 0.05 seconds.
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't understand how he does that.
Like, I saw him play and I'm like, surely like... You can't be that good. And then I started playing it. And, bro, you'd have to memorize a shit ton to be as good as him.
Yeah.
Like, we were actually struggling and we were able to move around and, like, scout the place. Like, this man.
I mean, we're not bad. Was going
off an image.
I've improved.
We're not bad.
I know, like, because when I first started the game, like, about a week ago, was it?
Yeah, about a week ago. Yeah.
Not even. You asked me, like, a few questions about. What country was this?
I asked you where India was and you couldn't point
it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just couldn't.
Bro likes eating curries, but doesn't know where the curries come from.
Yeah. I know where it comes out.
You don't like nuts in curry?
No, I don't like nuts in curry. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk about that ever again.
Yeah.
If people agree with me, don't hate on the video. Actually, no, hate on the video. Fuck it. Mm. We've been flopping on TikTok.
We have been flopping, but you know what?
Not on Insta.
It's like, you know, it's like our name, the Making Waves, you know? Like when you make waves, sometimes you go through a lull where there's not many huge waves.
We make waves in people's pants, I've heard.
Yeah.
So I've heard. How have you been lately, Killian?
I've been alright. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Nothing, something?
Why?
I don't know. Do you? Have anything to tell me?
You love?
You sure?
I have nothing to tell you, mate. What are you talking about?
You don't have a girlfriend?
No. Why?
Really?
I don't.
Then why are you always smiling at your phone when...
You're on your phone lately.
I don't have a girlfriend. You do. I don't.
Okay.
What are you on about?
Mate, these past few weeks, I've been looking at you on your phone sometimes and you're like smiling.
I don't.
Why are you smiling at your phone then?
I don't have a... I'm not even talking to anyone. I'm not.
Come on, man.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know what you're on about here. Like, honestly, like, I would tell. Like, what do you mean? I'm like an open book.
So, why have you... Do you want to explain to me why you've been smiling at your phone and texting?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just in a great mood. Maybe I'm just really happy.
There's a girl in the picture.
There is no girl in the picture.
Or a boy.
Hey. Or a boy. But whatever, no.
Never float your boat, mate.
No.
You sure?
There is not. I don't understand what you're on about here. He wants to
He's
go.
He's up.
He's up.
No, we chill.
We chill.
I want to play a game with you, Killian.
Okay.
I want to see who knows each other best. So grab your whiteboard there, mate, because there's no cheating in this game. Pass me one of those, whatever color. Right, we're going to play who knows who best.
Okay.
There's 10 questions here. 10 questions. And I want you to, when I ask you the question, I want you to write it down so there's no cheating.
Okay.
Whoever has the most points gets a prize.
Wait, so you've written it down there?
No, I haven't written it yet. I haven't even seen these questions. Neil did them for us.
Oh, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to read them and then I'm going to write it here.
Okay.
And I'll show you. And then, but I want you to write it there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? All right. First question. Wait, what should the prize be? There should be a good prize. If I win... What do you want if you win?
I don't know.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Okay. All right. What is your favorite football jersey? So what's my favorite football jersey?
Okay.
That we have, all right? Insane. I think mine is pretty...
Wait.
Yeah.
I have to write my favorite.
No, your favorite. No, my favorite.
Your favorite.
You have to write my favorite, and I have to write yours.
Okay.
I think mine is pretty self-explanatory. I feel like you couldn't get it wrong. You have it?
Wait.
Well, I got mine.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Reveal.
Japan.
I got Japan for you. And you got Real Madrid, because Roma are in a podcast, so they can't see. I got Japan.
Yeah, I think so. I don't wear it as much as the others, but yeah. It's only because it's breaking.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is my favorite jersey.
It's your favorite?
It
okay, is. So we both get a point.
Yeah.
Let me just put that down. 1-1. Okay. What is your favorite food? My favorite food.
Your favorite food.
Yeah. Oof. I'm going to have to say... Is this listener friendly? Yeah, I think it is, isn't it? I think so. Favorite food. I think Killian's is...
Wait, what? You just said favorite food, and then you're like, is this listener friendly? Oh, okay, yeah.
This podcast. Yeah. I'm going to say... Okay. Okay, little man's getting excited right now.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Pizza.
I said pizza for you.
I'm not too sure, but I feel like you like pizza.
Yes, you're right.
Is it your favorite or not?
Yep.
Bro, what's he doing?
Mm-hmm. Wait, we're doing this wrong.
Why?
Because I think I need to guess what your favorite is, but you're writing your favorite down, and then I have to say it, and then you have to reveal. I think that's how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's just one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I have to do it too, because you have to ask me after, and then I reveal my favorite. You know what I'm saying? So I write down what my favorite is.
Yeah.
And then you tell me, you were like, okay, Nolan, I think your favorite is pizza, and then I have to show you what I wrote, pizza, and you're right. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so who are we doing first?
It doesn't matter. We'll both write down our favorite, and then we'll ask each other. All right?
What?
Do you not get this?
No.
Okay. I read out the question.
Yes.
And then we both write down our answer.
Yeah.
And then I ask you what yours is, and then you ask me what mine is. And then we reveal.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Makes more sense?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to visit one place in the world for free, where would you go? For free.
For free?
Yep.
Why for free?
Well, for free.
So, like, if you just won the lottery or something?
It's paid for, mate. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. I think I would go to... Okay. I got my answer. Okay. I think you would go to... Okay. You would go somewhere ancient. You would go to... Rome.
Nope.
Where would you go?
USA, Florida.
USA, Florida. Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't go somewhere ancient for free.
Why?
Because I feel like I'd need a vacation, you know, go to Florida.
Why Florida out of all the places?
Because there's baddies. I'm joking. I don't know.
All right.
I just want to go to Florida.
All right, that's mine then.
What's yours? I feel like you'd want to go to Spain.
Fuck, you got it. That means you're winning.
Yeah.
Dang it.
No, 100%, bro. Like, you always talk about it. I don't know why you always want to go to the same Spain's spot. Spain's good. But, like, I get it. Spain is good, but...
Yeah.
I just...
Favorite color. Favorite I don't color. Really have a favorite color.
You're never going to guess mine.
I don't really have a favorite color.
You're never going to guess mine.
I'm going to have to say my favorite color is... Right. What's my favorite color, mate?
I'm going to say it's blue.
Not.
Green?
It's pink.
Pink? That's made up.
Bro. That's not made up. Bro, think about all the pink stuff I have.
Okay, what's mine?
Yours is... Fuck, it's a fuck color, isn't it? It's some color that I don't know.
What? How do you not know color? Turquoise?
Yeah.
How is that my favorite color?
It'd be purple.
You literally couldn't be any further.
Okay. Green. That's not a color.
Black
is not a color.
Black is a color.
Black's not a color.
Black is a color.
Black is not a color,
black
mate.
Is a
black
color.
Is not a color, mate.
It's a shade.
Hey, it's not a color.
It's a color.
Black is not a color, mate.
It's a color.
No. Mate, I'm going to prove you wrong here.
I don't care.
Is black a color?
I feel like if someone asks you what your favorite color is, you can say black.
It is not. It says black is the absence of light and therefore not a color.
Well, it's
go
my
again,
favorite.
Mate.
It's my favorite.
No, it's not a color.
I don't have a favorite then.
No.
I don't have a favorite.
You're just pissing me off, mate. You don't even know your colors.
I don't have a favorite.
Mate, go back to primary school and learn your colors.
Mate, go back to fucking...
Yeah, mate. How about you learn what your colors are, mate?
Bro, black is a color.
Hey, they fucking took your foreskin and then you don't know what to do anymore. Right. You're lost without it. Okay. Favorite podcast episode or segment?
Of what? Ever?
Of us.
Of ours. Of ours?
Yeah. Look up. Episode. My favorite episode was the last episode we did, I think.
Yeah.
Fuck, why am I telling you?
No, but like segment.
Segment. My favorite is... Okay.
What's your favorite type of segment?
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay. Okay, I got mine. Okay. I think your favorite is Killian's History Facts.
It's not.
Oh, fuck. What is it?
It's a quiz.
Oh, you like the quiz?
I like the quiz.
It's good. All right, what's mine then?
Yours is the Would You Rather.
Fuck! Fuck! How are you getting these, bro?
Because I know you, bro. You don't know me, bro.
I do. You just changed.
I don't change.
You changed your history shit. Now you like history shit and stuff.
Alright,
next. If you could pick any drink to have for a meal, what would it be? Fuck, you're making your answers so hard, aren't you? On purpose.
No, it's not.
I'm making mine actually predictable. Okay, I'm gonna go.
You'd go this.
Okay, yours is.
You can't read me, boy!
Coke.
Come on.
Beer. Fuck, I know this. Dang it.
You know this.
Fuck. What's mine?
Coke.
No, it's Sprite.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
You always ask for a Coke when we're out, bro.
I still prefer Sprite.
Oh, there's
Sprite's
no way.
For special occasions.
Nah, you're capping. You're capping.
Mate.
You're capping.
I'm not capping.
I wasn't capping there and you still didn't get it.
Fucking mate. Alright, favourite football player? Oh, yours is easy. Yours is Ronaldo.
Yes. It's Ronaldo. I know.
Who's mine?
Vinny Jr.
Fuck off! Dang it! What is your favourite movie? Okay. Okay, I'm not going to write it down.
Oh, it's too long. I need to think about this. This is quite hard.
I don't really have a favorite movie. But if this was it, I'm running out of ink. I'm not going to write down the last two. I don't know why. I don't think we have to write down. I think we can be honest.
I don't know. Favorite movie.
Okay.
Can I say genre?
Yeah, fuck it. Go ahead, mate. I think your favorite movie genre is comedy. Comedy / action. Romantic.
Romantic?
History doco. That's... not a movie.
It is a movie.
That's a documentary.
It's the same shit.
It's not, though.
Bro, when I ask you, want to watch a movie, I also mean doco.
Mate, you... Okay, first you say black as a colour, and then you say history doco. Mate, that's not a movie.
What's your...
That's actually unfair.
Your favourite movie is... Is that movie or movie
doco? Movie.
Grown-ups.
No, it's fucking Fast and Furious, mate.
Okay.
Fucking hell. You actually don't know how to play this bro, game. It's an easy, it's a year two level game.
You're literally behaving like an angry black man.
Alright. Favourite dessert. Okay, I've got mine. Yours is a brownie.
Close. I'll give you another guess.
Chocolate fudge cake.
You got pretty close, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Chocolate mud cake.
I'm not going to give it to you.
That's the same shit, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay, what's mine?
Your favourite dessert?
Yeah.
Tiramisu.
No.
No?
No. Caramel slice, mate.
No way!
Yes! Bro, what the fuck do you mean?
Oh, that's cap.
Yes?
That's cap.
Mate, either way, you're still winning. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I wouldn't be cheating now.
I'm winning 2-0.
I wouldn't be cheating now.
Yeah.
I'm actually being serious. Yeah. It's my favourite. Okay, last one. Favourite subject when you were at school?
I'm not getting yours. I don't know. I've got no clue. Your favourite subject is probably lunch, bro.
All right.
Your favourite subject?
Your favourite subject is history.
Yeah. Fucking worst. Your favourite subject... Oh, if I get this, bro. Your favourite subject was... PE.
Fuck you.
Was it?
Yes.
3-1. Bro.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I know you, bro. I know you.
You don't know me, son. Okay, what should my punishment be?
Bro, I'm going to make you have to... I'm going to make you a special drink and put it on the pot as a story.
Okay, I want to talk about my poo schedule.
What?
Yeah. Do you have a poo schedule?
Yeah, kind of.
My poo schedule is messed up.
So what? You have a roster?
Yeah, it's messed up. No, not really. It's just whenever I poo. I've noticed that I poo on the same time during the day.
Yeah, it's like a roster.
Yeah. Yeah. It's messed up, bro. I always need shit at the most inconvenient times.
Is this like the best topic you come up with for the podcast?
Yeah, I want to talk about it.
All right.
I need to just... I always need to poo at the most inconvenient times.
Mm.
For example, I need to poo right now.
And what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to wait till the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And then I need to poo when I'm training all the time. I don't know why. And when I'm just about to leave for swimming, I need to shit.
That's true, though. Like, before I leave for training every single time, I put, like, the tightest swimming suit on. And the moment it's on, I need to go.
Yeah.
Number two, I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like that. Or, like... When I need to train, like, I have a coffee, and then straight after the coffee, I need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just so inconvenient.
I'm going to take you through scenarios, because sometimes you know how you know your shit's just going to be loud. Yeah? Yeah. I'm going to take you through scenarios, and you're going to explain to me how you're going to do it without making as much noise or drawing attention that you're...
So you like a stealthy shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. How do you take a shit in public toilets?
Okay, I'll run you through it.
Okay, run me through it.
I get in there.
Yeah. Right?
I get as much of the toilet paper as I can.
Yeah.
I'll get about eight layers, right?
Yeah.
And I'll wipe the whole bowl clean.
Yeah.
And then I'll put it in there, right?
So
as like a cushion.
Minimal splash.
Yeah, minimal splash. I won't have the ring around it covered with...
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Because it just takes too much time, and you'll get your ass cheek will get exposed to the ring anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it'll eventually. You'll slip.
When you lift up,
you'll slip. So, I just embrace it, and I'm going to have a shower when I get home anyway, so whatever. I do that. And then, obviously, I go through the whole business, and then there's, like, minimal noise and stuff. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Do you try to time your shit with the air... hand dryer?
Not really, because you can fuck that up really easily.
I time it, and I'm actually a goat at it.
You're the goat.
I'm the goat.
Yeah.
All right, next one is, how do you time your shit at a friend's house?
You don't. Bro, you try to make it as loud as you can.
Really?
If no one else is home except your friend, yeah. If your friend's hot sister's home, maybe not. But if your friend... No one, but if you're... I'm just saying in general.
Is that who you've been texting, mate?
Bro, shut the fuck up. If your friend...
You've been on the Hinge run, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
I'm
just surprised. Not really. No.
Yeah, I've been.
No, yeah.
But no.
Yeah, no, I don't understand, right? I want to talk about this before we do.
So, like a little break,
a break,
half-time break.
I don't understand. This guy gets like 16 likes a day on fucking Hinge, and I get like 0 a month. I get like 1.
I don't think it's. It doesn't matter though.
Like it does. My profile's cracked, bro.
Yeah, but I never go on a date with him anyways.
Yeah, me neither. But
so, like, what's the point?
Yeah, but I still like, you know, the likes. It's good. It feels good, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Like my profile. Good,
but it's like, bro, who cares? Like, that.
Yeah. But
they probably won't like my personality.
Yeah, so. Still feels good.
Personality's pretty shit.
It still feels good to have a like, bro.
Bro, the moment they find out I have a good podcast, they're like, I'm out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Don't want to deal with that shit.
The moment they see the hate comments, they're like, damn, this guy's resilient.
Yeah.
He's my resilient king. All right, next one. A girl's house.
You don't. You fucking
hold that shit in. Yeah, you hold
bro,
that
shit
in.
Bro, there's no way. I would never. Mm. Unless I'm married to them.
Yeah.
Leave
the door open.
Then there's no way out. They have to actually go through like a legal procedure.
Leave the door open.
No. You don't leave the door open, bro.
I do that sometimes.
Bro, I'd need to be in a bunker if I was to do it at her house. Like, I'd need to be in a bunker with soundproofing.
Mm.
There's no way I'll put myself through that. That's bold.
How many years into the relationship until you do it?
I feel like you need to be comfortable. Like, you need to be at least 2 years in.
So in your last relationship, you didn't shit at their house?
Not really. Kind of held it.
Did you need to shit?
Yeah. I remember getting to the end of my last relationship and I kind of like, not my last relationship, sorry, my first relationship. And I kind of, like, wanted to end it. So, like, I was, like, trying to be, like, kind of, like, gross, icky. So, like, I went to the toilet, so I was, like... No one heard, but, like...
Oh, she heard.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I don't know.
She had cameras in there.
Maybe. You can pee. Number one's good, but number two, you don't go
there. Oh, well, yeah.
You don't go there for at least a year, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I've never gone.
Like, I've done it before, but you need to be really subtle. And you need to know that you're not going to, like, make a lot of noise.
How much pain would you have to be in to do it on the first date?
Oh, I mean, you can do it on the first date if it's a public toilet.
Yeah, but at their house.
You don't.
Unfortunately. But if you're in pain, like, you have to.
You leave.
It's that or you need
to... You leave. Bro,
what if you can't leave?
Nah, you leave. Dude, what do you mean you can't leave?
What would you do if you're trapped in a... there's a cyclone that hits and you're just stuck.
Oh, fuck that. Well, then I'll just go. She can't leave the house.
Oh.
Bro, she can't. She'll have to put up with me. Full stop.
Tell her to go in another room.
Yeah, just go put some earmuffs on. Some noise-canceling headphones on.
Did you ever have to go, like, during the middle of the night when she was sleeping?
Yeah, that's the best time to do it, to be honest. Because no one can hear. Except if you do a really loud one and wake the whole house up.
All right, and the last one is, well, in front of family, like grandparents and shit.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I'll make as much noise. Who cares, bro?
Really?
Yeah. I'll come out of there and be like, guess who just shut? No, I'm joking.
It's time to read the follower DMs.
Okay.
There's a few here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Bonnie, we're not going to talk about Dylan.
No, I'm sorry, Bonnie.
We're not going to talk about Dylan. There's better stuff to talk about. No offense, Dylan. First one is Lamine Yamal putting one on Rabiot's head.
Who's Rabiot? Who's Rabiot?
The guy who talks shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, look, he kind of had it coming for him, Rabiot.
He did.
Because, like, I would never, before a race or competition, I would never talk shit about someone.
Yeah.
Publicly. You put so much expectation on your performance after that. Like, everyone's expecting you to, like, destroy them. Mm-hmm. And then Bro got destroyed by a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Like,
happy birthday, mate. You see it?
Happy birthday. Won't see it. Let me your mug. He won't see it.
He won't see it.
Probably doesn't speak. He probably doesn't speak English.
Who?
Yamal.
Lamine Yamal?
Does he?
Maybe. No, he would, surely. Mm-hmm. Repress.
Yeah.
Next one is, why did you guys pick swimming? Why not any other sport?
I ask myself the same question every single day.
Every single morning, every single afternoon, every single time I take a stroke.
It's not like I really had a choice, to be honest.
I just somehow got here.
It's like your best friend, right?
Yeah.
You never really chose them from everyone else. Like, you just got them. You know?
Yeah.
They just popped up in your life.
Yeah.
It's like that for swimming. Like, it just popped up in my life.
It just popped up and I somehow ended up.
Right. I'll just follow it along, you know? It's like, I would rather be a football player.
Oh, bro, any day.
I would rather, if I was good, I'd rather be a Formula One driver. But the thing is, I'm not. I'm not. And the only thing I'm good at is swimming in water with men. So, let's just do that.
Somehow we ended up doing 10Ks as well.
Yeah, like, but like, to be honest, I love it.
I love it too, but I hate it.
But it's also like, I hate it.
It's a love
hate. Well, like, bro.
It's love for about 10% of the time.
It's love when you feel great. It's hate when you feel all right to shit. And it's hate when you have to wake up in the morning, like, you just want to...
Especially in winter. But winter's so much... Winter's shit, but it's arguably better for swimming.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah, for you non-swimmers, like...
Winter's fucked.
Don't get into swimming.
If you're considering it, which I wonder
if,
why
if you would. If you want to do Project Mbappe for swimming, don't. Do Project Mbappe for football. Stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, No, bro.
It doesn't even have to be football. It can be tennis. It can be anything, bro.
Yeah, I was watching the Roger
It can be handball. Like, you get paid more for that.
Handball, yeah. You probably get paid more for handball.
Yeah. All right, next one is, talk about who has the most riz out of you two. Ooh. We share about 1% riz.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't say I've got riz.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you've got riz.
I wouldn't say I've got riz.
But Nolan, when he's under the influence, when he's inoculated, he's...
For a while, then I get past the point of riz.
Bro goes to, like, 100% riz, and he drops all the way down to, like, 1% riz when he's, like, when he passes out.
Yeah.
To be honest, though, like, we just don't have riz.
We just don't have riz.
Like, it's just not...
If anyone has riz and wants to teach us, bro, all ears are open, man.
Yeah, if you... We would actually benefit from getting...
We should get a riz teacher, coach.
A riz coach
into a the riz podcast. A riz coach into the podcast.
Yeah, can ask some questions, yeah.
If you're a riz coach or a good with love...
If you're good with your fingers...
No, if you're good with your words...
Yeah, words.
Yeah. If you're good with your words, come on the pod. Yeah. Next one is, talk about this week's AFL. We'll let you two find out the result of Sydney v. North. I was there for that.
Talk about the AFL.
Well, all I know is the Gold Coast Suns won.
We know that because our friend Dylan is a... And Bonnie, mate. Is a fan of the Gold Coast Suns, and they keep us up to date. So, how are they going?
I think they're 8th. So then into the final thing, I don't know.
What's the final
thing? I don't even know.
I don't know AFL.
I wish I did.
What's your favourite, AFL or NRL?
AFL.
Yeah, same.
NRL has State of Origin coming up.
Yeah. The last one. You know what I know about that?
What?
Is that...
They're tying.
So it's going to be so the tiebreaker. Whoever wins that one wins the State of Origin tournament. So, yeah.
Now, if I know anything about that, Queensland are going to win that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Look, it's coming home. So funny.
I love it. All right. Next one. Talk about the Matildas.
Matildas. Yay.
I mean, look, I don't really follow it, if I'm being honest.
Look, I've actually watched a game.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I watched the Tillies play, what team was it?
The World Cup.
Was it Sweden?
The World Cup?
Yeah. at the World Cup.
Oh, we watched every game, bro.
No, we didn't.
No, we did. No. We watched the final. No, not the final.
No, they only got to quarters.
No, they made it to semis.
Oh, yeah, they made it to semis and came fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we watched a few games, bro. We were in Spain. We did Spain win that? Spain won the...
Spain won it. But, look. I don't know. They're all right.
I've never gotten around it.
See, I reckon, same for the men's, though. Like, it's nothing, like, sexist. Like, I just don't like football in Australia.
Yeah.
It's just not a vibe.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, well, I mean, it always is interesting to watch them. Because they get fucked that much, but... Especially the men's side. But,
yeah.
I mean, the women's are pretty good.
They're all right.
I think.
But, like, they're not the best.
They're not the best, no.
Like...
I prefer watching Switzerland.
I feel like when it comes to, like, Tilly's football, like, they just, like, go into it way too confident.
I think any Australian sport goes into it way too confident.
Like, it's like, you're good, but you're not that good, you know?
Oh, no, you're good. Trust, you're good.
Yeah.
But you're not...
You're not... Like, don't think you're going to win the tournament just by just showing up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's going to take a bit of work and a bit of luck, yeah? All right.
A bit of luck. And a bit of...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what goes first, cereal or milk? Cereal. If you put milk in, I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
what the fuck? Yeah, cereal first, bro.
Unless you got some leftovers from last night. And then you put the milk in first.
What do you mean there, brother?
I don't know.
No.
I'll let the imagination do
it.
Yeah.
I think... if you put milk in before your cereal, you definitely are weird. I'll just leave it at that. Like, how would you... Because, like, when you put your cereal on top of the milk, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, sink to the bottom. So, like, you just put your cereal on top of the milk, it's like... It's just, like, it doesn't work.
I'm lost. You've lost me, bro.
No, because... Right, okay. Think of it like this. A cereal cornflake, right?
Mm-hmm.
It weighs less than the milk. It's less dense, so it will float, right? You need it to sink to soak up the milk. So how, when you pour the cereal over the milk, how does it, like, go into the bowl? I feel like it just, like, stack on top of the milk and just fall out. Like, it wouldn't just...
Are you fucking stupid?
I'm not. It's just not going to
work. First you say black is a colour. Next you say history doco is part of a movie.
It is.
It's not.
It's a movie genre.
No, it's not.
It is a movie genre.
Fuck you. I'm going to search that. I'm going to search it up again.
You know Google isn't always...
Is black. History doco a movie genre?
Yes.
It is.
Read me the source. The fact that you're scrolling right now.
No, it says... fuck you, it is. But... I wouldn't classify it.
I would.
Why? Persuade me. Go.
Why history doco is a movie genre?
Persuade me.
Okay. What's a movie to you?
Acting.
Yeah, okay. And...
So you're telling me fucking Hitler was acting when he killed those people?
No, but like, when you make a history doco, right, and you want to make some scenes to, like, show what's going on, who do you need to make those scenes?
People.
And what do those people do as a job?
They get filmed.
Yeah, and what's that?
Just doing stuff.
It's acting,
no,
brother.
No, it's not, brother. What, they don't put acting shit in docos.
They do.
They don't, bro. They're filming it. They have footage from the war.
Yeah, but sometimes, right, you want to film a scene and you don't have actual footage of it, so you get actors to fill in, and it's acting.
Not actors.
And you can't say that because, actually, TV shows aren't movies and there's acting in TV shows, so that's not a good definition.
Yeah, but would you consider a TV show a movie?
No.
So I would consider a doco a
because it's all one thing. Like, a doco can be a movie.
I'm still not persuaded, mate.
Bro, whatever.
Just like you saying black is...
It is a colour. In my mind, it is. Like, you can have white or black, grey. You can have yellow, blue, whatever.
Fuck yeah, it's yellow, blue is a colour, mate.
It's all colours. Right? You're going to ask... If I ask you to paint that wall right there, right? And you want to paint it black, right? I ask you what color do you want to paint that wall. What are you going to say?
Fuck, you got me there. Yeah, but that's different. I know what you're going to say, though. Like, yes,
or like, right? What color shirt do you want to wear? And you have a black shirt. What are you going to tell me? I want to wear a shirt with the shade of black. Bruh.
Yeah.
No, you sound like a nerd.
Yeah, but exactly, they're right.
It's a color. It is a color.
Do you want to tell people what you said about smart people and how they annoy you?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, why?
What did I say?
You said smart people annoy you because they think they're always right.
Yeah.
And then you can't persuade them otherwise, even if they're wrong.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, do you think you're right?
About what?
About what you're telling me right now.
So you're calling me smart?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm saying smart.
What?
People that are smart with quotation marks. They think they're smart.
So you think, you're saying you think I'm smart?
What are you talking about? You just confused the shit out of me.
I'm trying to confuse.
Yeah, because you're wrong.
I'm not wrong, though. Am I?
I mean... I don't know, you're confusing the shit out of me, that's what you're doing. The fuck are you on about?
I don't know. I'm rambling.
Yeah.
We're going to go watch the, what's it called? Copa America, Copa the America, final.
Yeah.
Who's winning?
I'm saying it's probably going to be Argentina, but I'm back in Colombia.
Yeah, I'm back in Colombia too.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Argentina for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't see it going.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
It is what it is, though.
And you know what? Messi's probably going to win, like, every award possible.
Oh, in 2025, in 2028, he's going to be winning it for... He's going to win a trophy for winning Copa America in 2024.
Yeah. 100%.
100%.